This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into something I think a lot of businesses struggle with. You know that feeling, you're investing in marketing, maybe digital, SEO, Google Ads, whatever, but well, the leads just aren't flowing like you hoped. Growth feels stuck.
Yeah.
Plateaued. It's super frustrating. You keep adding tactics, but maybe what's missing isn't more stuff, but like a clearer strategy, a real plan.
That's exactly it. Our sources really point towards a specific fix for this, a data-driven 90-day marketing plan. The promise is basically to reset things, get that momentum back, and put the company on a path where growth is actually, you know, predictable. And we're talking real results here, not just marketing fluff.
Okay, 90 days. I'm curious about that number. Why specifically 90 days? Why not say 30? Or just plan for the whole year? What's special about that 3-month window?
Yeah, it's interesting. 90 days seems to be this kind of sweet spot for a few reasons. It gives you enough runway to actually do things, test campaigns, gather some meaningful data, optimize based on what you see, and crucially, start seeing measurable results.
Okay, so enough time to actually get traction.
Exactly. But it's also short enough that it keeps you really focused, agile. You don't get bogged down in those huge year-long plans where things drift. It forces discipline. Plus, and this is pretty practical, it lines up really well with quarterly business cycles, makes tracking ROI, reporting back, making those quick decisions much, much easier.
Right. Aligns with the business rhythm. That makes a lot of sense. It sounds like a way to cut through the noise and maybe avoid chasing every new shiny marketing object. So if we're talking about this focused 90-day approach, what are the absolute must-have pieces? Our sources seem to highlight 5 core components for this kind of plan to really drive that predictable growth. Let's break those down. First one, laser-focused targeting. Okay, we hear know your audience all the time, but generic ads, vague SEO goals, they often fall flat, right? So what does laser-focused actually mean in practice for a 90-day push? Is it just like writing down a persona?
It's definitely more than just a theoretical exercise, especially on this time frame. Laser focused here means digging into your actual data, CRM, sales history, maybe even quick customer chats. You've got to rapidly identify, say, your top 2 or 3 most profitable customer segments. What are their real pain points? What words do they use? And critically, where are they actually looking for solutions online?
So digging deeper than just demographics.
Precisely. It's about pinpointing those triggers that actually lead someone to convert. This way, every ad dollar, every bit of SEO effort is aimed squarely at someone who's highly likely to buy. It makes the budget work harder, faster, less waste.
Got it. Okay, second component, Google Ads optimization. Paid ads promise speed, but we know lots of businesses just burn cash there. What's the trap, and how does a 90-day focus force a better outcome?
Well, the big trap is often set it and forget it. Or maybe just not optimizing aggressively enough. In a 90-day plan, Google Ads optimization means ruthless prioritization. You dive deep into the account structure. You have to be brutal about cutting keywords that just aren't performing the ones eating budget. And you're constantly testing new ad copy, new creative, with clear ideas about why it might work better. The laser focus is on driving down that cost per acquisition, your CPA. How much does it cost to get a real lead or sale?
So it forces that constant tuning based on real cost data.
Exactly. That's how you make the ad spend actually deliver measurable returns quickly. You're not just spending, you're investing strategically and measuring it.
Okay, let's talk SEO. This one's usually seen as the long game, right? The marathon. But our sources mention SEO quick wins within 90 days. How's that work? Seems counterintuitive.
It does seem that way. But while the full benefit of SEO takes time, there are absolutely things you can do for quicker impact that search engines notice. Think about optimizing site speed, especially those core web vitals Google cares so much about now. Fixing technical glitches like crawl errors that stop Google from even seeing your important pages properly. That's low-hanging fruit.
Things that just make the site work better for search engines and users.
Yes. And then really focusing optimization efforts on your most critical service or product pages, getting the keywords right, making the content compelling, plus maybe building a few high-quality strategic backlinks, getting links from relevant authoritative sites. These actions can definitely move the needle on rankings and bring in better traffic, often within weeks, not years.
Interesting. So targeted fixes, not boiling the whole ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, conversion tracking and analytics. You said earlier you can't grow what you can't measure. Seems obvious, but getting actionable data is tough. What does a 90-day plan demand here to make sure the measurement actually leads to growth?
Yeah, this one is absolutely fundamental, non-negotiable, really. A solid 90-day plan insists on setting up robust tracking right from the start. And robust means you can trace every single lead, every conversion, back to where it came from. Which ad, which keyword, which page.
So knowing exactly what's working and what's not.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. Forget vanity metrics, like just traffic. You need conversion rates, cost per lead, CPA for every single channel. Armed with that granular data, you can make smart decisions fast. You know, double down on the winners, cut the losers. And just as vital, you need clear, easy to understand dashboards, not just for the marketing folks, but for everyone involved. So decisions are data driven, not guesswork.
Transparency and attribution. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. Final component our sources mentioned, strategic lead generation. Lots of businesses get by on referrals, which is great, but maybe unpredictable. This idea of moving to a strategic system, what does that actually involve to keep leads coming in consistently?
It's really about shifting gears from being passive waiting for leads to being proactive and building a system, a machine. Key parts of this usually involve things like highly optimized landing pages. Pages designed for one thing, conversion. Clear call to action, offering valuable gated content, maybe a checklist, a report, a webinar, something genuinely useful that your target audience wants enough to give you their contact info.
So providing value up front.
Yes. And using things like retargeting ads smartly, showing specific ads to people who visited specific pages but didn't convert yet, keeping your brand top of mind. The whole goal is to build a pipeline that brings in good quality, qualified leads consistently, like clockwork, ideally, not just relying on luck. Or word of mouth.
Okay, so bringing all five of those elements together,
right.
Targeting the ads, the SEO wins, the tracking, the strategic lead gen, how does this 90-day structure really deliver that accountability and those visible results?
Mm-hmm.
Especially compared to, say, an agency that might talk a good game but doesn't deliver.
I think it comes down to that relentless focus on real numbers, real ROI, clear communication. Because everything is built around that 90-day cycle with specific, measurable goals, there's inherent accountability. You track everything. You review it constantly. It forces your spending to be incredibly focused on activities that actually drive results you can see and verify. You can point to the numbers. So whether the immediate goal is scaling ads profitably or boosting rankings for key terms or finally getting that inbound lead flow going without just relying on referrals, this structured, data-first approach is designed to get you there faster and more predictably.
Yeah, it really makes the case for moving away from just scattered tactics and embracing a focused, data-driven strategy, taking control, demanding that accountability, and actually achieving predictable growth. It sounds powerful.
It really can be. And it raises, I think, an interesting final thought for you, our listener. If this kind of focused, strategic, data-driven approach over a short burst like 90 days can bring this level of predictable control and results to your marketing, well, what other areas of your business might benefit from a similar approach? Where else could that intense focus unlock new growth or efficiency? Something to think about.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.